AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, Gold 92.5, and the podcast.
Yeah, plenty on it. I did a spray on Big W, taking it out Christmas, calling it the festive season. And also Herb, our resident fisherman, with all his fishing tips.
And we proved that men do love The Bachelorette. It's their guilty pleasure.
Guilty, Your Honour.
And also Spider, I didn't think they could get bigger than you, but I met your nemesis at my place. It's hot. It's getting hotter. And you know what that means. Well, especially at my house. Oh, hang on. Let me explain this to Peter. So you live under a dome at Sanctuary Cove where nothing gets in. And, if there's a cockroach, security.
Yeah.
Security.
Well, that's if their name's on their gate and they're allowed in.
So if the cockroach's name, they could get through security. Otherwise, yeah. All right. Now, where I live in the southern end is very bushy. I have lots of trees, lots of gum trees. My whole backyard is completely bush, right?
It is
so
chockers.
You've seen it. How would you start? I don't have a backyard.
No,
it's just all bush, okay?
Yeah, it's forestry.
So, and I forget every year that, of course, when it heats up, what happens? Everything wants to come inside my house. Everything. Yeah, come on, welcome. I open
come
the door.
Come on down.
Come on in, geckos. Oh, yeah. Come on in. There's a big python stalking the area at the moment as well. And I just want to ask you, how do you guys go with spiders?
I don't mind spiders.
No. You know I would never, ever would I ever go at it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a story for you right now. And this is true. Are you ready? So at the moment, there's a few spiders inside my house, the huntsmans.
Oh, yeah.
And it is full on. They are so big, I just have to pretend they don't exist. I saw one the size of a hand crawl around the corner.
There's no upside to huntsmans.
Into my bedroom, right? And now I don't know where it is. I saw another one in the toilet yesterday, and just before I sat down, it was near the seat.
Can you get those bombs that put, you know, those flea bombs?
Yeah, but at the same token, they're natural. I like the fact, but they're hairy and they're huge. So what happened yesterday, went to put on my shower cap. There's a huntsman in it.
Yuck.
I've got to check my towel every time I go for a shower.
Oh, God.
So last year, Ted, my dog, my Maltese Shih Tzu, he nearly died from a spider bite. And I found out that from Scotty from Prime Pest Control, he said, if there's one thing I'm scared of, it's bird spiders. And he was bitten by a bird spider.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, I'm ready to freak you out, and I'm sorry if you're arachnophobe, but
That's me.
So I've got heaps of spiders. I just have to ignore them, right? And go into my alter ego, which is Brenda. And Brenda can just deal with whatever Bridge can't.
She has the work boots on, Brenda.
As soon as I put the work boots on.
She does.
She does. Mm. Anyway, so I woke up this morning with two little pincers in my knee. So something's bitten me, and I'm pretty sure it's a spider. For every spider you see, there's about 12 you don't. Do you know that?
Yeah. No, I don't, but I do now.
Okay. This bit's going to freak you right out, and I am telling the honest truth. I have my dogs locked inside the house because the spiders inside aren't as scary as the ones that are outside the house. I have never seen in my life a spider so big. It's the size of your hand this morning. As I'm opening the gate, I had to nudge it along. This is how big it was. The body on it, the abdomen.
It's called a broom.
Seriously, if you dropped it, it would smash like a watermelon. That's how much crap would come out of it. It was the size of a man's hand. It was hairy. It was grey. I don't know what it was. I am not kidding you. I know it was behind the car. And I wanted to prove to you how big it was, so I started recording, and this is what happened as I reversed with my reverse camera.
No way.
It registered on my reverse camera that there was something in the way. Unfortunately, the tyres didn't go boom, 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 boom. So it's still somewhere in my yard. That's the truth, yep.
No visit to Bridge.
Does that turn everyone away from coming to my house?
Yeah.
Great.
I would like to meet Brenda one day, though.
Brenda's good.
Oh, she's hardcore.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Peter, I've known you for a very long time.
Yeah.
This is normally not your strong suit to go on about political correctness.
I know that.
But you're going to talk about here the non-denominational, non-organically tinselled evergreen topiaries.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I'm sick and tired of it. We no longer have a tax man. We have a tax officer. We don't have a best man for the job. We have a best person for the job. And we don't have a fireman. We have firefighters. And now, thank you to Big W, the Grinch of Christmas. Oh, we no longer have Christmas trees.
Yeah.
We have festive trees. They're called the grand pine tree. No, it's a Christmas tree. It's a black forest tree. No, it's a Christmas tree. I tell you what, they are all Christmas trees.
Yeah.
They charge us high prices, including all the decorations. But what? They don't want us to mention Christmas? Even Father Bob McGuire's filthy with them.
Give us a break. Big W, give us a break. We've got enough change going on around us. Give us a break. Hello?
Hello?
It's the Archbishop. Don't tell them that because it's the end of religion.
Exactly right. It's un-Australian. And they always say, never bite the hand that feeds. And that's exactly what Big W is doing. I don't understand. They're trying to appease 2% of the population.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the other 98% of us who just want to enjoy and have Christmas? You're taking Christmas away from the kids. And you know the saddest thing about this whole thing? Big W, owned by whoever it is, Australian, I'm going to end up buying my Christmas trees, not my festive trees, my Christmas trees from Audi, a German company, so the money's going to go overseas anyway. Oh, how would you normally
spray by spider?
Totally with you, big fella.
Herbs on the water. He's catching brim and mullet. He's catching brim and mullet.
If fishing fails, get into scales.
Herbert, how are you, mate? Hello.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah,
new recruit, eh? Unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
new recruit, hey Herb. How's the fish going to be over the weekend? Are you going out doing a little bit of training? We've got, because, you know, it's AFL NRL finals, but your final kicks off next Tuesday, the Flathead Classic.
Yeah, Flathead Classic kicks off. First fishing day commences next Wednesday. I'll get you a bit about that in a minute, but first up, I'll let you know about this weekend, and it's not looking real flash at all. We've got strong northerlies. Maybe you can get offshore early in the morning, get back early, but there's nothing worth chasing out there in these northerly winds like that. Maybe a cobia on the artificials out off Coran or South Stratty, maybe the 18s, the casino reef on the 18-fathom line. I mean, it's going to be pretty dreadful. In the estuary, though, this sort of weather fires up the mangrove jack, so that'll be worth probably trying more this weekend, or up the top of the Narang and Coomeras for some bass. They're going to start heating up as this weather warms up. So all in all, it's going to be a pretty tired weekend.
Oh.
Like they say, if your fishing fails, get out of scales and enjoy their fresh produce.
Without getting seasick in those northerly rolling water. I could not do it. Hey, Herb, I want to know. The water police are cracking down, and so they should. We talked about it early this week on the tinny rats, these little hoons.
No.
Oh, and they're changing their serial numbers, and they're bumping up their mercuries, and they're doing these things where they're monoing in the
mono
water.
Yeah, mono on water.
Oh, what would you do if you caught them, Herb? Because they're disturbing all the fish, too.
Well, see, I'm one of them old farts now. I used to do that when I was young, but now I really hate it. I mean, a bit of common sense goes a long way. There's a lot more people using the waterway than what there was when I was 15 and 16. I mean, as long as they're abiding by the law, and they're only allowed a 6 horsepower, surely that's not going to push a tinny up like that.
No, but they take the 6 off them, and they take the 15 off and put a 6 on it.
Yeah.
The stickers.
Yeah,
you used to do that too.
Yeah, I did all that too. And that's what you did. You know, you wanted to go fast and that's what you did. But they've just got to remember the players. So, you know, if you want to get caught, go around filming yourself, put it on Facebook and make a scene and then you'll get caught. You don't want to get caught, do it inconspicuously. You know, like,
that
easy.
That's really not the advice we wanted.
Oh, sorry.
Good luck training this weekend for the grand final of the Flathead Classic next week.
Yeah,
Flathead Classic, weather's not going to be too flash. But I'm going to be out there. You can give us a ring if you like, see how we're going. It's not going to be a real fun time, I don't think, with the northerly chicken.
Do you talk yourself down when it comes to big competitions? You're a big fan of fishing and you talk yourself down, so you deserve to lose.
Well, Spider, I only do it because I love it. I'm not in it for the competition. I couldn't care if I come last. I always have a good time when I'm trawling for flathead, any type of fishing that is.
And I don't care if I catch nothing. I'm going to have a good time.
No, because Herb doesn't really remember much of the classics anyway.
Thanks, Herbert.
Have a good weekend, mate.
Take it easy. Over.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.